Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. The other day on Instagram, I asked for your Clive Churchill Medal Smokies for Sunday afternoon. Of course, the Clive Churchill Medal is awarded to the man of the match in the grand final, and we will see a new recipient on Sunday night, which will be fantastic. Obviously, Nathan Cleary, we spoke about it during the week. He is looking for his first opportunity to go back-to-back as far as Clive Churchill medals go. Hasn't been done in a very, very long time. In fact, the last one to do it was the great Brett Kenny. Just getting those dates up again so I don't get them wrong. Brett Kenny did it in 1982 and 1983. And before that, an immortal of our game who we unfortunately lost during the year, Norm Prover, 1957 and 1958. Pretty incredible stuff there. Brett Kenny winning two, Norm Prover. He actually won three. He's the only man to win three. And I think it is a record that potentially Nathan Cleary could give a shake over the remainder of his career. He's probably still got 9 to 10 more years in the NRL to come. So pretty wild there. Being the halfback is a huge advantage for any player as far as Dally M's, Clive Churchill's, but in particular Clive Churchill's. Grand final day, you will tend to see a lot of halfbacks win it. I went through the numbers the other day, and it looks like about 30% of recipients have been halfbacks. So pretty wild there. When I have a look at the favourites for this award, Nathan Cleary, $3 favourite, very, very short. The next best is Dylan Edwards at $7.50. So when I asked you guys for your Smokies, I took out Nathan Cleary. I asked for no one that rhymes with Nathan Cleary. And of course, we got a number of suggestions. We'll go through them now and have a chat about them. And I'll also touch on the value of those guys. I'll just get the odds up in front of me so I have got them. Even like a Dylan Edwards, I mean, probably not a Smokies, the second favourite, but it's $7.50. It's not too bad, just quality. I mean, I really do think it's going to be hard for Nathan Cleary not to win this. If I was betting on anyone, despite $3 being short, I don't mind the value, to be honest with you. I reckon he is that good that he could still win it. I mean, he's that good that I think $3 is still value to bet on. But we'll have a look through some of your other suggestions. We'll go through quite a few of these. The first one comes from Josh L. Durkin. Sounds like a real straight shooter, that kid. D-Bags, Dill Brown, obviously one of the favourites in this, one of the favourite players in this grand final. Dill Brown, he's coming in at $21. That seems outrageous, $21. And if the Parramatta Eels are to win, history tells us there has been a few guys that have won it from losing sides, your Brad McKay, your Bradley Clyde, your Dally Cherry Evans, but more than likely they will come from the winning side. And if they do win, wow, Dill Brown at $21, unreal. real value. Appy, if that counts as a smoky, comes from Dylan Hodgson. And yeah, I think Appy is a smoky, mate. At $16, I love the value of Appy Curacao. The Penrith Panthers, they have three Clive Churchill medalists. Two of them have been hookers, obviously Royce Simmons and Luke Prittis. Nathan Cleary was the first Penrith Panthers player to win a Clive Churchill that was not a hooker. So Appy at $16, I was all over him like a bad rash last year, and I'll be having a little something-something on him this year. Isaiah Papali'i is another shout from Dylan Hodgson there. We look at IPAP, another one that I really like. We've seen a number of back rowers win it over the years. At $34, I really, really like his value as well. From Matthew Barrett, the Lane Train. Sean Lane, he has been in incredible form the last few weeks. I think he was probably the second best on the field, but arguably the best on the field against the North Queensland Cowboys, coming in at $21. Very, very nice value there for Sean Lane. Mr. Sun B says, Dylan Edwards. Dylan Edwards, we mentioned him before, $7.50. Probably not a smoky, but fuck, good value at $7.50 for a guy that you know is going to run 250 metres. And he's, if he has a hand in any attacking plays, could be fantastic. My only worry with Dill is that whenever they go down the left, which is their strong edge, he doesn't tend to be there in the red zone. They play with a little bit of different shape down that edge. That's the only thing that worries me about Dill. But I think it's fair to assume this grand final will be close and his stats at the end will be impressive, as they always are. He's got a bit of narrative to him as well, which really matters, yeah, when it comes to these big games. Narrative matters in the lead up to the game. There's no doubt about that in my mind whatsoever. Not really a smoky. Can't believe To'o is at $51. That one comes from Jake Sands, 98. And look, it is very hard for wingers to win it. I'm just thinking off the dome. I don't think a winger has ever won it. Very rare for centers to win it. Very tough for them to win it. But wingers especially, very, very hard. You're going to have an exceptional game to be a winger and win it. Personally, I think Brett Morris probably did enough to win it in the 2019 grand final. I thought he was unbelievable that night. Jack Whiten ended up winning it. And the reason why I say I think Brett Morris did enough is because Jack Whiten's kicking game was fucking unbelievable. And I think if there was any other winger standing on that wing in the history of rugby league outside of the most reliable guy of all time in Brett Morris, I think they would have conceded a try or two, or a few more errors at least down that edge. But the only reason why Brett Morris didn't get it is because Jack Whiten got it, because his kicking game was so good that night. So I can understand that one. But outside of that, very, very hard for wingers to get it. Even if you were to score three tries in a grand final, the vast majority of the time it's going to be your 5-8, your fullback, your halfback that has put you away for those. So it is tough to win man of the match from the Sting. We've seen Dane Gagai do it a few times in State of Origin games where he's been unbelievable. If any wing is going to do it, it's Brian To'o though, because he will also finish the game with close to 300 run meters. He will be everywhere coming out of his own end. So I don't mind it at $51, but fuck, you have to do a lot to win it from the wing. Number of suggestions for Appy. One from Mitch Phelps says Clint Gutherson. Gutho was at $12. I like that value as well. I said last week that I think he was the best player on the field for me. $12 is huge. We know that Nathan Cleary's kicking game is going to be key, and if Gutho can really minimise the impact of that kicking game, I think he'll go away a long way there as well. Defensively, he was fantastic last week, saved a number of tries, and I think that they'll get spoken about more and noticed more in a grand final this week. So Gutho, the energy that he brings, I really like. He's obviously the skipper of this side as well. King Gutho has a bit of narrative behind him, as we said, which matters in grand finals and in these Clive Churchill stakes. What else have we got? Appy, IPAP, Fisher Harris in a tight, low-scoring game. That one comes from Instagram underscore 0711. Very creative name there. Yeah, James Fisher Harris, I don't mind this one. I think it will be really tight through the middle. $23 he's at, especially if it is a little bit damp like it is at the moment in Sydney. I think Fisher Harris is a really good shout. We've seen a number of real sort of alpha front rowers win it over the years. Willie Mason in 04, Brent Kite, he won it in 08 in a 40-0 victory. So pretty wild there. It can be done. It is tough, but there's no doubt about it, it can be done. And James Fisher Harris, he is the alpha in this team. Gutho, kick out. This is one that I really, really like. Kick out on that edge. Obviously, he's barnstorming with his runs, but obviously his hands as well. He can create a lot down that edge. He's coming in at $26 for a guy that can beat you in a few different ways. I really don't mind it. I thought he was one of the best on the field in last year's grand final. You couldn't give it to anyone else other than Nathan Cleary last year, but I thought kick out was sensational off the back of a really disappointing grand final in 2020 when he had a bit of a shocker. So kick out, I don't mind that one. He's going to be up for this one. It's going to be his last game for the Penrith Panthers, obviously before he moves to the Canterbury Bulldogs next year. So I don't mind kick out there. Pretty good value. From L. Kessel, sells critter. Stephen Crichton obviously came up with a big play in last year's grand final. He's coming in at $61 critter. For me, he's going to have to do a lot to win it. Obviously, with wingers, there's a lot of guys on the inside that set you up. With wing, at least, you can come up with 250, 300 run meters that can pull you up. At center, it becomes really, really difficult. I think center is probably the hardest position to win man in the match from. Wing, maybe, but I think center, you don't have the run meters coming out of your own end and your kick return meters and all that. So I think that if Stephen Crichton didn't get it last year when he came up with, in my opinion, a top five biggest play in rugby league grand final history, I think it's going to be pretty tough for him to get it this year. I think he's at $61 for a reason, unfortunately. Same as Isaac Tonga, who's at $101. One of my favourite players in this competition, as you guys all know, but very, very tough for centres to pick it up. Chucky 008, I'm surprised this name hasn't come up yet. Mitch Moses. He's the third favourite at $8. If the Parramatta Eels win, he's obviously the favourite on this side. Favourite by a bit too. The next best is Gutho at $12. So Mitch Moses at $8. If the Parramatta Eels just happen to win, I don't mind Mitchie Moses there. Obviously, we've mentioned before the narrative. Mitch Moses copped at left, right and centre. He's been the scapegoat for the last few years. He didn't have the greatest prelim final either. So the narrative builds for Mitch Moses. His name's been in the paper as far as where he's going to be over the next few years. Obviously, the nephew of Benny Elias, a famous guy, a very famous guy in rugby league, Benny Elias. So he's got it all, Mitch Moses. He's sort of been public enemy number one at different points. You either love him or you hate him. I love him personally. So I'd be all for Mitch Moses getting this award at $8. And if Parramatta win, pretty good value there. From Jack O'Ryan, 17, says Reid Marnie. Reid Marnie, a good little shout. I thought he was great in the prelim final. Just having a look for his name on this list. I've had to scroll a fair way. $34 for Reid Marnie. My only worry with Reid is that they play so much through their halves and he's got such a great pass that sometimes he gets a little bit undervalued. And quite often, like you saw it in the game, was it last week or the week before where he put them, where they scored through Sivo and it was his brilliant pass that created it, but he doesn't really get the credit for it. He's obviously going to finish the game with 50-odd tackles. If he can come up with a couple of attacking plays, which he has done throughout the year, $34 could be an absolute steal there for Reid Marnie. They don't have another hooker on the bench. They've got, obviously, Jake Arthur, but I think they'd be very, very hesitant to play him at hooker only if there was an injury. So Reid Marnie, he's a good little shout there. Good value at $34. I like that one. Obviously playing his last game for the club as well before he joins the Canterbury Bulldogs. Jesse Alexander. How good's this? Got on Sean Lane before the final started at $201. $201, how good is that? He's into 21s now. Sensational little get there by Jesse. I love it. Elliot says Isaiah Yeo, a name that we haven't mentioned just yet, at $11. We obviously had Jesse who just said that he got Sean Lane at 200s. I remember a couple of months ago, I got on Isaiah Yeo, and I had a bit of money on him, and I thought, fuck, that is good value there. I got him at, I think, 17. About 3 months ago for this, so I've just had like $50 or something on a drunken night on Isaiah Yeo there, so hopefully he can come home with it. He's coming to $11. I actually thought he'd be a little bit shorter, and I wouldn't be surprised, especially if it's a wet, damp track, I wouldn't be surprised if Isaiah Yeo comes in a little bit. But once again, with Nathan Cleary, if the Panthers win and it is a little bit damp, you know his kicking game is going to be crucial. You know he's going to make 25, 30 tackles. He is going to be hard to beat, but I like the Isaiah Yeo shout. I like that one. Danby.jpg says, Will Pensini? He would be at pretty long odds, I would imagine. Pensini, just looking for his name on the list. Yeah, 151-1. I think he is at long, long odds, just as at his age and everything. As we said, center's very, very hard gig to win it from there, so I can't see that one coming through. Other suggestions, Dill Brown, Fisher-Harris, Edwards, Sean Lane. What have we got? Dill, Appy, Dill Brown, Bizza, Jake Arthur. Imagine the scenes. That would be fucking crazy. Unbelievable. Good little one here from Taylor Mark. Now, we already spoke about James Fisher-Harris. and his odds at the for the Penrith Panthers. Regan Campbell-Gillard, I think he's been the best forward in the Parramatta Eels, or the best front rower anyway for the Eels over their last two final series. I think he's been tremendous. Scored two meaties last week and was huge. Coming in at $34, he gives me Brent Kite vibes, Regan Campbell-Gillard. Coming off a bit of form, and I thought last final series he was their best forward. So Regan Campbell-Gillard at $34, I don't mind that shout from Taylor Mark. Anyone else that we haven't spoken about? Just reading through the names here, guys. To'o, Jay Fisher-Harris, Dylan Edwards, Kickout, RCG, Gutho. Edwards, not really a smoky, more value. Okay, how about this one? From Matthew Heaton. Super deep smoky. If it's a close game when Scott Sorensen comes on and he breaks it open. Scotty Sorensen, he's obviously had such an impact for the Penrith Panthers this year. And when he comes off the bench, he really does shake the game up. So does Spencer Lenu as well. You saw what he did last week. I'm just not sure if either of them is going to get the minutes to be a smoky. But this is where you can get a bit of value. And if there is a HIA, an injury, whatever it might be early in the game, and these guys come in and have big performances. Scotty Sorensen at $151. Spencer Lenu as well. These guys that could come in and have a big impact. Really, really good value there for those guys. I just think it's going to be so hard to knock one of the spine players out. I always say when it comes to grand finals and predicting Clive Churchill's, I think the vast majority of times, if you look back through the grand finals, most of the time they will be one of the four or five players that if you were to make a poster advertising the grand final for that team, it's the four or five players that you would select there. There are a few outliers throughout the history of the game, obviously, like your Brent Cox, for example, you probably wouldn't have picked him on a poster. So there are a few throughout the years, but the vast majority of them might even just get the list up so we can go and talk about those guys. They normally are the pretty relevant guys. They normally are your spine players, your more experienced guys. You have a look through the last few years. Nathan Cleary, Ryan Pappenhausen, Jack White, and Luke Keary, Billy Slater. All five of those guys would have been on the poster for those teams. Luke Lewis from the Cronulla Sharks probably would have been on the poster as well, to be fair. Thurston, Burgess, DCE, Kronk, Glenn Stewart, Darius Boyd, Billy Slater. I would say Brent Kite. He is probably the only guy from the last, 13, 14 years that wouldn't have been on the poster straight away, but he still might have been Brent Kite, to be fair. So that's sort of how I look at it. You look at the ones before that, Greg Inglis from the Melbourne Storm, Sean Berrigan, the hooker for the Broncos, Scotty Prince, the captain of the Tigers, Willie Mason, the alpha in the Bulldogs team, Luke Prittis of the Panthers, obviously the starting hooker, wasn't an absolute superstar at that point. It was probably that game that elevated to a new level. Craig Fitzgibbon, Andrew Johns, Darren Lockyer, Brett Camorley, Gordon Tallis, Robbie O'Davis, Jeff Tuvey, all these guys that would have been on the poster for those teams. So that's what I if I was you, I would be considering all those sort of things. Obviously, spine players, very, very popular, but it's the real guys that when you think of those teams and they're the guys that come to you. Now, this is an interesting one, and I cannot believe his name hasn't come up. We haven't spoken about him. From D.L. Gibson. By the way, mate, that hat that you won in our competition, it was posted 2 days ago, so it's on its way to you. Jerome Luai, all eyes on everyone else. He'll run in for a few. I don't know if he'll run in for a few, but I like your logic. Obviously, Viliami Kikau, he's going to be a huge watch on that edge, as is Isaac Tungo. They can throw a whole heap of shape at you at that edge. Jerome Luai loves the big stages. He loves layering it up. He'll want to get involved in this game very early. $19 for Jerome Luai. Very, very good value there. I think it's going to be tough to take it off Nathan Cleary, but I think that the Parramatta Eels will come into this game with a plan to really put a lot of heat on Nathan Cleary. It could open up Jerome Luai. That's a good little suggestion there that I hadn't really thought of. Another suggestion here for Micah Sivo. Personally, don't think he does enough out of his own end to probably win it. He'll have to score a stack of tries, and that's if Gutho feeding him that ball all day doesn't get it. So I think it'll be tough for him. Sean Lane, IPAP, Edwards, Yo, Kickout, Sean Lane, Edwards, JFH. Ryan Madison. Now, Maddo's a really interesting one as well. We spoke about, obviously, Scotty Sorensen coming off the pine and how much impact he can have. Ryan Madison, when he comes on the field, he will stay on the field for the rest of the game, so he'll still play 55, 60 minutes. If there's an injury, a HIA or something early, he could come in and have a huge impact. And we have seen over the last few weeks, Maddo come on the field and throw a couple of really silky passes to break games open. Maddo was at $34. I think that is huge value. If you do bet on him, don't stress when he starts the game on the bench. That's just how Brad Arthur uses him. He'll play the full 60 minutes once he does get on the field, and I think he's a guy that could really break this Panthers team open. I think Matto is the only player from the Parramatta Eels who has won a competition previously. So a bit of big game experience that will matter there to get Matto and Reid Marnie at $34 each. I really like Reid. I think that's good value. I also think Matto at $34 is great.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just reading through to see if there's anyone else that we haven't spoken about. From Nathaniel Smith says, Moses Leota. Really good shout there. I think he's had a fantastic final series, but I just don't think Leota's going to get enough attention to be able to win it. I think it will go to one of the other superstars. For me, I think Nathan Cleary at $3, very good value. I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat, especially if they do win this grand final. If Parramatta do win it, I think Dill Brown, he's a real value guy there. But those two back rowers, Sean Lane and Isaiah Papali'i, I really do rate those two. And the Reid Marnie one at $34, that's a fantastic shout, whoever that one was. Plenty of options there. I think that the $3 favourite, if Penrith win, Nathan Cleary, I think he will shit in. Dylan Edwards is going to have a monster game, which we know his stats will be great. He's going to have to come up with a few attacking stats, maybe a try or two to win it. Isaiah Yeo, he'll be very good as per usual, but I just think Nathan Cleary will probably do enough to pip him unless he comes up with some attacking stats there. I really like Gutho as well, $12. I thought he was the best player on the field last week. He is the skipper. If there is ever a time for him to stand up, it will be this week. He stood up last week, so I don't mind him at 12s. Luai's decent value at 19 as well, but Dill Brown at 21. If Parramatta are to win, I really like him at $21. Going to be hard to get it over Mitch Moses, but $21 for the 5'8", who has had the career of the season of his career. Very, very interesting there. Let me know, guys. Send me a message on Instagram, whatever it might be. Let me know who your Clive Churchill medalist is. And if it's a real obvious one like Nath, let me know who your Smokey is.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.